SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Hey, podcast listeners. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreenews. That's amazon.com/adfreenews to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In this bulletin, an all-Indigenous Labor opposition to face the newly sworn-in CLP government in the Northern Territory. A new report shows how difficult it is to find affordable housing as an essential worker. And the government reveals new measures to stop companies ripping off consumers. The Northern Territory government has been sworn in at the opening of the 15th Legislative Assembly. The Country Liberal Party, led by the Northern Territory Chief Minister Leah Finocchiaro, has been sworn in to 17 of the 25 Legislative Assembly seats. Selina Huibo leads an opposition of just four Labour MPs, all of whom are Indigenous. Ms. Finocchiaro says that the top of the CLP's agenda is law and order, with legislation to lower the age of criminal responsibility, strengthen police powers and amend bail laws set to be brought forward on the next meeting day.
Over this fortnight, in this first sittings of Parliament, my government will introduce its reducing crime package of legislation to turn this crime crisis around. We make no apologies for implementing the swift and decisive action we've taken. Political commentators and special interest groups can say whatever they like, but we have the backing of the people that matter most, and that is everyday Territorians, Madam Speaker.
Work is resuming at a housing development in Tandanya, Adelaide, where ancestral remains have been found. The bones of 29 people were found last year and work was stopped on the burial site. The Walker Corporation is building 12,000 homes at Rivalea in the city's north. South Australia's Minister for Indigenous Affairs, Kia Maher, has given the Walker Corporation permission to keep building homes at the site, provided the company follows certain conditions. The housing developer will have to build a Kaurna Memorial Resting Place, and all Aboriginal remains that were removed during excavation works from that site will be returned and reburied as close as possible to where they were found. A new report from Anglicare Australia has found there is few places in Australia where essential workers can live without breaking the bank. Their latest rental affordability snapshot, released today, shows nurses can afford just 1.4% of properties in the country. Ambulance workers can only afford 2.2% of properties. Meanwhile, fewer than 1% of early childhood educators and construction workers are able to find home to rent. A person on the minimum wage full-time can afford 0.6% of available rentals, while firefighters and teachers can afford less than 4%, including rooms in share houses and bed seats. The analysis compared the full-time award wages of 16 key occupations after tax with the price of 45,000 rental properties on realestate.com.au on a weekend in March. Executive Director of Anglicare Australia, Casey Chambers, says the findings are incredibly concerning.
What we found was absolutely nothing short of alarming. There is literally no affordability. This means over 96% of the private rental market is not affordable for these 15 essential occupations that we tested for. These are the people that we rely on in our society, and yet they can't put a roof over their heads in an affordable manner.
After their deputies traded blows, the Queensland Premier and opposition leader are set to face off again tonight ahead of the state election. As they near the campaign's halfway mark, Premier Stephen Miles and Liberal National Party leader David Crisafulli will lock horns in the second leadership debate in Brisbane. It will be one of the main campaign events ahead of the October 26 vote, with Premier Miles seeking to defy dire polls to win the election. In his short term, he sought to make his mark on the state and pitch his government to voters by introducing laws to reduce emissions and transform the state into a renewable hub, while also slashing public transport fares to 50 cents and now promising free school lunches for kids. Subscription traps that make it difficult and confusing to cancel ongoing contracts could soon be banned. Online retailers who force customers to set up accounts and provide unnecessary information during transactions will also be targeted in new measures by the Albanese government to try and stop businesses ripping people off. These include so-called drip pricing tactics that add hidden fees, as well as what's known as dynamic pricing, which impacts a product's cost during a transaction. The Albanese government frontbencher Claire O'Neill says it's part of the government's overall efforts to combat cost of living pressures.
These sort of charges and these sort of irritations are the sting in the tail of every single transaction that we're making, whether it's buying a coffee or getting your car cleaned or all those other things that people do. The important thing is that this goes alongside those really substantial things that the government's been able to do. Remember the tax cuts for every single Australian taxpayer, the cheaper medicines, those increases to bulk billing payments, the support with childcare, the energy relief that's gone to every household. We absolutely get that times are really tough at the moment. It is really hard making ends meet.
Deceptive and manipulative practices, such as claiming customers had limited time to buy a product, would also be outlawed, and businesses who make it difficult for customers to contact them about problems with products and services would also be scrutinised. Hezbollah's deputy chief and acting leader, Naim Qassem, has called for a ceasefire with Israel amid the IDF's bombardment and invasion of Lebanon. The Lebanese foreign minister told CNN last week that Hezbollah's veteran leader, Hassan Nasrallah, had agreed to a temporary ceasefire called for by the United States, France and other allies during last month's United Nations General Assembly. Soon after, he was assassinated amid Israel's bombing campaign and now grand invasion into Lebanon that has killed several top Hezbollah commanders while wreaking havoc across much of the country. Thousands have been killed in bombing raids that have also targeted mosques and markets in quiet villages and destroyed residential suburbs of Beirut, all of which Israel claims are Hezbollah positions. Sheikh Naim Qassem, Hezbollah's acting leader, says they want peace, but they are prepared to make the Israeli army suffer.
We will focus on targeting Israel's army, its centers and its residences. I say to the Israeli home front, the solution is a ceasefire. We're not speaking from a position of weakness. If the Israelis don't want that, we will continue.
A volunteer lifesaver and two of his tech friends have unveiled a device that uses artificial intelligence to increase safety at the beach. The Rescue Vision platform is capable of using existing beach cameras to detect rip currents and swimmers in distress and alert rescuers if a person is struggling in the sea. The platform's developer, Alex Piatek, Brian Pikulski and Julian Kovacek, say it is so accurate it can tell the difference between a swimmer in danger of drowning and one that is fine. Mr. Piatek says the new technology could have a dramatic impact, with nearly 70% of Australian coastal drownings occurring more than 1 kilometre from surf life-saving services. And to sport, in AFL, Bailey Smith is being made to sweat on his AFL trade that has been months in the making, with only one day left to have it sealed. The Western Bulldogs star confirmed last month he wished to join Geelong following plenty of speculation that he was preparing to make the move. But the Smith deal has been among several negotiations that have progressed at a snail's pace during the trade period, which ends tonight at 7:30 p.m. Smith, who is about to come out of contract, did not play this season because of a knee reconstruction. The Cats draft pick will definitely feature if a deal is reached, with the Bulldogs so far holding out for more to sweeten the trade. And now, having a look at the weather around the country, this Wednesday afternoon, Broome, sunny, 32 degrees, Perth, showers, 22, mostly sunny in Adelaide with a top of 28, a shower or two in Melbourne with 24 degrees, Hobart, partly cloudy, 22, Same forecast for Albury Wodonga with a top of 22 as well. A shower or two in Canberra with 20 degrees. Similar conditions in Wollongong, 19 degrees. A shower or two in Sydney with a top of 20. Newcastle, showers 19. Possible shower in Brisbane with a top of 26. And it will be partly cloudy in Townsville with a top of 29. Same forecast for Cairns with a top of 31. Alice Springs, a sunny day ahead, 39 degrees. Darwin, a shower or two and 39 degrees. And for the Torres Strait Islands, a partly cloudy day ahead and a top of 31 degrees. And that is NITV Radio News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.